Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Howdy, folks. It is Friday night at 10 o'clock on October the 21st, and I welcome you to Mavericks Comic Roundup, the world's greatest comic book podcast hosted by a masked wrestling cowboy. And I am that masked wrestling cowboy, the Maverick, and I thank you for tuning in, whether it's live or you're checking me out later on demand here on Blog Talk Radio and the Totally Driven Radio Network. We got a fun show planned for you, folks. We have Brad Estelo of the Flemington Comic Book Show, who's going to call in a little later to discuss the big October 23rd show in Flemington, New Jersey. We'll be checking him out. We've also got a new feature here on the show called The Six Shooter. I'll tell you all about that in a little bit. But first, let's get into the comic book news of the week. And I was a little afraid that there wasn't going to be much news this week, and then at the last minute I got a bunch of stuff too, so it's a pretty big news week. First off, over in Marvel Comics, Civil War II, number 7, the final issue of that big miniseries is now scheduled to be released November 23rd, and that's 1 week earlier than its November 30th current release date. However, the problem with that is, the original release date is October the 19th, and it got pushed way back, and it's a very late book now, and many of the other titles that are supposed to come out after that book are hitting stores right now. So if you're a Marvel fan, you may want to tread around some of the new releases for the Marvel Now, because it may give away some of the endings, spoil a few things leading into the ending of Civil War. Unfortunately, that's a problem. A big problem with a lot of these big mega crossovers is they get delayed, and when they have a huge push coming out after them, it kind of spoils the ending. Marvel's been guilty of that a few times. DC's done it. Hopefully they can get that straightened out, and we can continue to enjoy these comics in the timeline they were meant to be. So, also over in Marvel, the trailer for Hugh Jackman's reported final Wolverine movie, titled simply Logan, hit the internet this week, and the video features the return of Professor X himself, Patrick Stewart, reprising that role. The movie is scheduled to hit March 3rd, and if you head on over to Marvel or Marvel Movies or just about any comic book site on the internet, they will have the trailer. It is really intense. The movie looks like it's a huge departure from the X-Men universe, and two of the true bright spots in the X-Men movie universe for almost everybody, whether you like those movies or not, is Hugh Jackman's Wolverine and Patrick Stewart's Professor Xavier. So hopefully that's a good one. It's supposed to be his last one. We'll see what happens. Disney Cruise Line has announced Marvel Day at Sea on select cruise line sailings coming soon. The day-long adventure is going to feature dance parties, character experiences, live shows, and other entertainment featuring both Marvel heroes and villains. This is pretty big news if you're a Marvel fan and a Disney fan. There's been a lot of weird situations about the rights to use Marvel characters on Disney themed entertainment in the parks, and now they're including it at sea. So if you're planning a Disney cruise, you may want to check and see when that's available. One of the biggest stories today, and it literally happened today, earlier this afternoon, is Wonder Woman has been designated the honorary ambassador for the empowerment of women and girls in support of Sustainable Development Goal 5. That sounds like a mouthful, but the goal is to achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. There was a big ceremony today. It was live simulcast on the internet. They had Linda Carter and Gal Gadot, the woman who will be playing Wonder Woman in the upcoming movie. And, of course, everyone knows Linda Carter is the 70s Wonder Woman. We're both on hand. There was a big ceremony. It was live simulcast. They're actually encouraging people to stand up for the empowerment of women and girls everywhere by using the hashtag #RealLifeWonderWoman or hashtag #WithWonderWoman to highlight real-life Wonder Woman and women who stand up for equality in your own world and in the real life. And we also announced that as a part of this, the UN will be distributing a special Wonder Woman comic book. There's not a lot of details on that right now. We know there's going to be one coming. We don't know what it's about. No creative plans have been announced along with it. But as this information comes rolling out, I'm sure we're going to have more of it. So a big day for Wonder Woman, all part, again, of her 75th anniversary. I mentioned last week we're probably going to be getting a lot of Wonder Woman information. And that definitely looks to be true as we go forward. Big ceremony today. It made news. And, of course, we were able to cover it here a bit on the show. So, also, comics itself. And this is a relatively recent happening. DC Comics itself may have a new owner. It looks like AT&T is tentatively set to purchase Warner Brothers for $85 billion. Of course, DC Comics is owned by Warner Brothers. They put out all the DC, their various Warner Brothers properties, puts out all the DC comic books and movies and things related. I'm not exactly sure if or how that will affect DC Comics in any way. We know when Disney bought Marvel, there were some immediate changes and some long-term changes and things we still haven't seen or, you know, even rumored changes. So we're going to keep an eye on that story and see what happens. Sort of not really sure what to make of that. So I guess we'll see what happens. Donald Glover has been cast in the new Han Solo prequel movie that's set for 2018. He has been cast as a young Lando Calrissian. We already know that Han Solo and Chewbacca are going to be in the movie. It's heavily rumored that Boba Fett's going to play a role in it. I'm sure we're going to see Jabba the Hutt. And now, as many people expected, Lando Calrissian and Donald Glover has been cast in that role. And so far, the internet has not exploded, so I'm assuming they're happy with that choice. At least most people are. And we'll be watching for the Han Solo movie in 2018, if you're a Star Wars fan, as many of us are. Last week, I talked about a new X-Men event that was had just been announced right before I went to the air. It was X-Men Resurrection, with a funny X spelling, of course. I mentioned that during the course of the week, they were going to have more information about that event, and a lot of that event is now coming to light. They've announced new titles coming out of it: Cable, Iceman, Jean Grey, The Return of Generation X, Weapon X, and the titles X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold. And if you're an X-Men fan of the 90s, those two colors and those two teams, as it were, are very important to you. They're all titles involved with the relaunch. We don't know if there's going to be more or not, but those are the big titles they've been pushing. We've been seeing teasers for them all week long. Some of those, including like the Jean Grey, it's the first time she's ever had a solo book. So that's huge news right there. And it looks like it's going to be following the young version of Jean Grey, who was brought back in time as part of the all-new X-Men a few years ago. We do know that they're promising a brighter, more colorful X-Universe after all of the events that are going down, turning to the classic protecting the world that fears and hates them. They talked about the return of a staple to the X-Men universe. If you're a fan of the glory days of the X-Men, They mentioned a softball game, which sounds kind of ludicrous, but if you're a fan of the Chris Claremont X-Men era, you know exactly what that means, and the character-driven. They're trying to bring the X-Men back to prominence, and a lot of X-Men fans have got to be happy about that. It'll be very interesting to see how it comes off. They can't give us too much right now because there's two events in the way of Resurrection. Well, not in the way, I should say preceding Resurrection, but, you know, as they come to happen, we will start to get more light shed on Resurrection, I'm sure. So big news for X-Men fans, as it were. And that is it for the news this week. Some big stories there we're going to continue to follow. And now it's time for a brand new segment. This is usually the part of the show where I run down a list of all the comics that came out this week. And honestly, to me, folks, that was a little on the boring side. So on the suggestion of Magic Mike last week, who called in and suggested that we bring back the countdown that was prominent, if you used to listen to my previous show, the wrestling-related one that was on at this time slot, Retro Wrestling Radio, we had a popular segment that was a countdown. I'm doing my own version of the countdown on the show. I'm calling it the Six Shooter because of Cowboy Synergy and all that. And I found six comic books, and I'm going to go over six comics that I found on comic book shelves this week that I think you should give a try and check out. If you're looking for something new to check out, if you're interested in a title, I've read all these books. I've gone through them. These are the six books that caught my attention. Every week I'm going to give you my six shooters. And then, as a follow-up, if you're over on the Mavericks Roundup blog, tomorrow morning you will be able to check out the six-shooter as a part of my Mavericks Roundup blog. So here's the six-shooter for this week. Number six, Deadpool Too Soon. It's a new Deadpool miniseries, and this one really kind of blew me away. Is Deadpool gathers, or blackmails, I should say, a very bizarre assemblage of heroes to take a Christmas card picture. Through the course of that, Forbush Man, of all people, gets killed, and the hunt for the murderer is on. And what makes this series unique is they found some of the most insane characters in the Marvel Universe, including Spider-Ham, yes, Ham, Squirrel Girl, Howard the Duck, and more, all going to play a part in this mini-series. And it looks like it's going to be crazy, and it was a lot of fun. Number five, Batman number nine. Coming out of the Night of the Monsters, Batman goes to Arkham and recruits several members of his rogue gallery because he's planning to head to Santa Prisca in search of Bane. And this was a setup issue. There was a huge, huge cameo from a Legion of Superheroes character that's been off the page for a while that got a lot of attention this week. And it was interesting to see Batman. A lot of people said he was putting together his own Suicide Squad. We'll see how that goes. Number four. Lost Boys number one, and this is the comic book sequel to the iconic 80s movie featuring the Frog Brothers, Mike and Sam and Star. They were all back. You get to see what happened in the aftermath of the vampire attack in Santa Clara. And it was a fun book. It very much felt like a sequel to the 80s. I enjoyed it. I thought it was nice. Surprised me to see it on shelves, and it was cool. In at number three, DC Comics Trinity number two. I reviewed this as part of Totally Driven last month, number one. Number two hit, and the mystery that was introduced in the first issue definitely deepens. This book continues to lead with its heart and strong characterization as it tries to bring together the DC Trinity, as it were, and make them a strong force that, you know, they were such a strong part of the DC universe for many years, they decided to put them on the front burner and see if they can make magic with that threesome again. Number two, Faith number four. Faith might be my favorite comic book on the shelves right now. Faith, her boyfriend Archer, and her magically created double battle evil at a comic con. And there's lots of geek fun and some really actually good comic book convention tips throughout the book. I'm really enjoying this. It's definitely different, a breath of fresh air. You should be checking out Faith for sure. And my number one book of the Six Shooter this week, Hero Bear and the Kid, Fall Special 2016. Mike Kunkel's Hero Bear is one of my favorite comic books. Kaboom is currently putting out the Hero Bear books It's part two of Saving Time. And a story that started as a mini-series, it fell off the calendar a bit. It got delayed. Mike Kunkel's a working animator, so sometimes he gets caught up in his work. But I love Hero Bear and the Kid, and I was very happy to see this book back. It's filled with all kinds of crazy time travel stuff and all the stuff, if you've ever read Hero and the Bear and the Kid, that you would truly, truly enjoy. So that's my six-shooter for this week. I am going to go to our first commercial block, and when I come back, I can see that my guest is already on the line. We'll be talking to Brad Estolo of the Flemington Comic Book Show right after these messages.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your cool friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right. Welcome back to Mavericks Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Radio Network. I have as my guest at this time Brad Estolo, who is running the Flemington Comic Book Show coming up this Sunday, October 23rd. Brad, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Maverick? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. So the big show's this Sunday.
Yes, it is.
All right. So why don't you tell all the people out there in internet land all about it. What do you got planned coming up?
I have over 34 tables, 20 vendors, 7 comic book vendors, got a few artists. A couple creators and writers of their own comic book series, toy vendor, video game vendor, Magic the Gathering cards, board game vendor, miniature stand-up vendor, just name a few, and much more.
Of course. So as you can hear, he's got a lot going on. You've got a lot coming to your show. You mentioned some creator signings. And one of the reasons I like the smaller comic book shows is because it's more intimate and you can actually get in there. And for one, it's got a lot more comics than your average comic show anymore. You think that's right?
Yes, you're very accurate. Very much so. The more commercial, big box comic cons are more celebrity, major celebrity based. You're correct.
Absolutely. And sounds like you got a lot of fun stuff going on. Also read that you've got some other fun things going on with the show. Some giveaways?
Yes. I have a cosplay contest. I have three local cosplayers, I guess local stars you can call them, judging it. A Batman, a Harley Quinn, and a Joker. First place is $35. Second place is $25. And third place is $15, all in show cash.
Awesome.
Also, we haven't also been giving out
right now. Go ahead.
Yes, it is.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And also, I'll be giving away show cash and door prizes also.
Awesome. Now, this looks like this isn't your first show. You've been running these for a while?
No, it's my very first show, actually. I've been vending for 3 years.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been vending at different comic book shows.
Sense.
Yes.
I got you.
But I plan to do a lot more. No problem. Next year, I plan on doing two more next year. And then the third year, possibly three.
Awesome. Nice little. And they're all going to be in the New Jersey area?
Yes, they'll be around the Central Jersey, right on the Central Jersey area.
Nice. So you said you were vending for a while, so you've been doing a lot of different shows. What made you decide to get into running your own? That's a big venture.
I've always wanted to. Yes, it is. It's a long story, but I'll make it short. I always wanted to own my own store ever since I was a teenage boy, and it's very tough to run your own store. It's very expensive. It's very tough. So I figured the easiest way to do it is be a vendor. No rent.
No, that makes sense.
I still get exposure.
Okay, yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And you don't have the deal with things like diamonds and different things. What kind of stuff do you vend? Do you do strictly comics or?
I do comics, action figures, comic book art, Funko Pops, things like that.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned another show coming up. You told me earlier that you have a date of the April the 23rd.
April 23rd, yes, 2017.
Right.
Yes.
So you've already got a repeat show. You've got this show set up. You mentioned a couple creators. Anybody you'd like to mention?
Sure. Let me get my list out. Hold on a minute. I have Isaiah Pugga. He runs a comic called Jagged. He is the writer and creator of it. And also just got a new guy. He just signed on this week, actually. Joseph Sillo Jr. He makes a comic book called Blind Prophet. He's also a creator and writer of it.
Oh, very cool. And those independent guys, they really go out of their way to bring you to their table. I love going and meeting with them and finding new books because sometimes you never know when you're going to find the next big thing at these shows.
Exactly. And they go to small ones. They go to small conventions. They go to big conventions. They're all over, these guys.
That's very cool. So it sounds like it's going to be a packed show. And if you're a comic book fan, if you've never been to a convention because you feel they're too over the top or you just want to try something different, definitely head on out this weekend. The show is this Sunday, the 23rd, from 10 to 4, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. And if they want to find out more information from the show, do you have a place they can check out?
They can check out my I have a Facebook page. They can go under look under Flemington Comic Book Show. And I have all my postings of all my vendors and all of what's happening in contests and giveaways.
All right, there you go. And I have been following the page. It's got a lot of information on it. If you want to find out about the show, you can check it out. The address is the Flemington Elks Lodge, number 1928, 165 State Road 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Anything else you want to mention about the show?
Not really. One other thing I'm offering. The first 150 people get a free 5-book comic book pack for the first 150.
Awesome. Awesome. So you get free stuff just for walking in the door.
Yes.
Family-friendly con, lots of vendors, and some you get to meet some creators personally, and you don't have to dish out a ton of money to do it.
$3 entrance fee.
And you can't beat that at all, considering the price of some of these bigger comic conventions.
No. Exactly. And kids 12 and under are free.
There you go. Even better. So you can bring the whole family.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in and telling us about the show. Folks, go out and give this show a try. Try some new comics. Get out there. You'll find some back issues you may be heading for, some new gems, and maybe even find your next favorite comic book. All right. Brad, thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, and thank you. And good luck with the show this weekend.
Thanks a lot.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. That was Brad Estelo. Check out the Flemington Comic Show coming up this Sunday. Like we mentioned, it's going to be a good time. You can check it out. Definitely worth going to some of these smaller shows. I've been to a lot of them over the years. I actually like them more than many of the big ones because you may not get the super mega celebrities, but you also don't get the over-the-top prices and the over-the-top people. It's usually smaller, more intimate shows. Still usually get a good turnout, and you can find some really cool stuff and some hidden gems. So definitely check that out. We are going to take our next commercial block, and it looks like Magic Mike is waiting to jump on the line. I'm sure he's got some comic stuff that he wants to talk about, but first we're going to jump to our commercials and get them out of the way. More Maverick Comic Roundup to come.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right. Welcome back to Maverick's Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Radio Network. Just a quick note, coming up next week is our very first, hopefully first of many, Halloween spectacular here on Maverick's Comic Roundup. We've got John Cannon calling in, the very good friend of the show. He used to host an internet show called Late Night at the Horror Hotel. He's a paranormal investigator and an all-around connoisseur of all things horror. So we're going to talk about Halloween, horror movies, comics, and everything related for our first Halloween special, plus more surprises. If you check out me on Facebook during the course of the week, I will be telling you all about those as we go. And it looks like we have an old friend of the show hanging out on the line. Is that you, Magic Mike?
That is I. It is Magic Mike. And how about we talk about Halloween Havoc? That's going to be for next week.
Oh, I would love to do a show on Halloween Havoc. I loved that pay-per-view.
Those pay-per-views were the best from 1989 all the way up until its end.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So many over-the-top things that they did. The Halloween show, there's always something so over-the-top and crazy that you just remembered at Halloween
Havoc. And for those of you who probably don't know this, but a little behind the scenes on the Halloween Havoc, they used to have tombstones, and they would have tombstones of, like, producers and directors and stuff.
Yeah, I always kind of
like
kick out of that and try to
you
find
see, things. You see Crockett.
Yeah, absolutely. That was always funny. If you have no idea what we're talking about, it's not related to comics. You know, we went back to our wrestling roots there. Magic Mike
is
pro wrestling now. That's okay. That's okay. I love.
Well, I know. You know. I know this is a comic book show, but I'm sure you probably heard about Frenchie Martin passing away.
Yes, absolutely, and our condolences to the family of the late, great Frenchie Martin, a fantastic manager and wrestler from the 70s and 80s.
Right. I had his last interview on my show with Smith Hart.
Did you really?
September.
Amazing.
8th.
And he was on, yes.
I actually shared it on my Facebook today.
There you go. So you can go check
and
out that.
He was supposed
that
to come mentor. Back, and obviously, you know, for a man... For a man who was dying, you couldn't tell.
No, that's something. And it's cool that you got to talk to him before his passing.
I never spoke to him before, and it was a good. But the reason why I'm calling you tonight, as you can probably imagine, I'm doing pretty good with Luke Cage. I'm actually 7 episodes in. I'm up to 8 now.
There you go. So, what are you thinking of it so far?
I moved up.
you got
I'll
over your
you.
Blonde thing from last week.
Yeah, I'm up to. I finally broken. I actually got away from Superwoman for a little while.
There you go.
All right, so let's get into this. So where were we? Okay, so now yesterday I started watching. So I was watching episode 3. Who's going to take the weight?
Right.
And that's where we find out. That's where we find out basically about Scarf being on the payroll.
Right.
Now he's on Cottonmouth's payroll, and we see that he actually killed. I'm saying
yes.
So now we're up to that. We're up to so. So I thought right there that obviously that was bad for business, because now this guy's on his payroll, and he's going to be doing you know, these dastardly things, and he ends up he ends up tragically leading somebody to go and firing a missile into Connie Lynn's restaurant.
Right. The thing about Luke Cage And, you know, we talked briefly, and we can mention it now, you know, the hit in episode two, holy moly, killed me. And then to come in and shoot a rocket launcher right into Connie's restaurant,
right.
was so over the top. And they always do things that I'm expecting later. Like, I expect things to escalate later in the show. Like, you expect some kind of build. But with Netflix, no. You never see. Coming out of left field, they go, you know, when I first saw some of these characters, you're like, okay, at some point late in the show, they're going to go after some of these characters. You know, things are going to go bad for some of Luke's friends and whatnot, but, you know, boom. You know, pops gone.
Yeah, well, it's a grandiose
second
thing.
Episode.
I mean, and while I was watching the fourth one, I thought they did a great job. I'm very big on you know, going back into the characters' lives, taking a look about what happened to them before they, you know, before they got to where they are now.
Right.
So I'm big into going back into the past. And it's funny, there's a point where Cage is in jail and you see Shades asking about him, who is this guy? And I'm like, oh, that's Shades, you know, that's Shades. And
right.
A little did I know that was all going to, you know, catch up. The one thing I'll say about the Pops episode was it was very touching. It was very, you know, they did two episodes basically, and it was a sad situation about Pops.
I love the actor that played Pops, and when he was in the, I was like, oh, they're not going to kill him already. He's got to survive. I figured, you know, a lot of these characters, somebody's not long for this world, but to blow him up and or take him out in episode two, it killed me. It was so bad. And then, of course, that was the catalyst for him getting more involved to begin with, but it was just so soon into the series that I wasn't expecting it. So it was like a gut punch to me.
Yeah, with everything that's going on. And then of course, you've seen, you know, This thing, though, between Cottonmouth and Luke Cage was building up. And then, of course, the surprise, which was weird, that Claire Temple just showed up out of nowhere.
Just happened to
she
come back.
She went
to
go visit her mom. You know, and
exactly.
this is the same Claire Temple that didn't want any part of Daredevil. Didn't want nothing
right,
to do
with Daredevil.
Right,
in the beginning, you know, she slowly started to come around that maybe she's got a bigger role in the superhero world than she'd like to play. She wanted no part
correct.
Of the Daredevil situation.
Right.
In Jessica Jones,
she
got more involved.
Then she comes into Harlem to go visit her mother, and then she's enthralled with all the stuff from... you know, all the stuff that's going down. But again,
with Mr. Cage himself.
Yeah. It was just, you know, and then of course Scarf's on a rampage, and then there's a guy that's supposed to be working with the chief, and he's on the payroll. So now you got two guys on the payroll. So it's almost like what happened with Fisk, that Fisk had all these
right.
people, and Cottonmouth had all these people on the payroll. And go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between the two crime bosses in the show.
But what you said earlier is true. They're killing people off early. And you said about left
something
field,
right? Something they did in Netflix. They did it in Daredevil when they killed off Phil Urich. I was surprised they did it so soon. I thought it was a mistake. Pops, I understand why they did it. It just stunk because it was such a great character, and he would have been so much fun to see him more in the show. And as the show goes on, they kill some surprising characters who you think is going to be in for the long haul, or at least make it to the last episode. But the show is very unpredictable in how it takes people out and what it does.
Well, I was shocked about I was shocked about Cottonmouth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that, and that's what I meant. You know, one of the big ones there.
Did you watch Did you watch the Sopranos?
Yes.
Okay. So you're familiar with the Sopranos, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. When Janice took Richie Aprile out, did you see that coming? Because I didn't.
No, not at all. Not at all.
A little Sopranos talk. And for those of you who are wondering, no, Sopranos is not a comic book, although it should be.
It may end up being. There are so many things. I was talking about The Lost Boys becoming a comic book. They're doing a sequel to The Lost Boys in comic book form. So you never know what's going to become a comic book anymore.
Maverick,
but,
you're a comic book
now,
my friend.
I'm trying, man. I just got to get someone to put it out there. I'm a comic book character. I just need my own book.
We'll get your own book. Actually, you know what I did today? Speaking of comic books and keeping the show relevant, because it's a comic book type show, and I'm always screwing up your name, the name of the show, and then I catch myself. But anyway, I went and I subscribed to Marvel Unlimited, so I could actually read the old comic books.
Nice.
And through the computer, which is really cool.
No, absolutely. I'm a big fan of stuff
reading,
like that. For
I've
getting
been
caught
reading
up.
Like Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, and stuff like that.
No, that's awesome. That's really what the show is about, getting people out there and reading and creating and you know, getting involved in comics. I've learned comics is such a stepping stone into so many other things, so that's cool. And if you do it digitally, it's an easy way to catch up on things that would be difficult to track down and expensive to track down. Marvel Unlimited is a great resource.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe getting some old comic books like that, like we were talking about. But then I went onto the Marvel. Now DC doesn't have anything like that, do they?
They have an app. I am honestly not up on it, what they have available. I know Comixology is an app that a lot of DC books are available on. I don't know how many of them are free. A lot of them are charged, and a lot of it's recent. I don't know how far back they go. I know at one point they were adding a lot.
I guess I'm better off with the Luke Cage.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely what you get into it from the show. There's a lot you can go back into.
Although growing up, I'll tell you. Although growing up, though, when I was little, I had comic books. I had a lot of Robin for some reason. There was a point in my life where all I did was read Robin and the Punisher.
That's an interesting mix, Robin and the Punisher. I don't think they've done that book yet.
And come to find out that the Punisher that I was reading was the second series.
Yeah, that happens. They relaunch series quite a bit. It's still the same character and motives. They sometimes just take it a different direction. And the Punisher's had a lot of interesting directions, some better than others. Anymore, they relaunch comics almost yearly. So it's really tough to be a hardcore long-term collector when they keep throwing new number ones at you.
Yeah, they keep on every turn around. There's a different one, and And I also read the first ever Incredible Hulk, which was weird. And to know to everybody that wanted to know about this, though, the first Incredible Hulk cost 12 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, many of those original comics cost a dime, 12 cents. When I started reading comics, they were 75 cents each. Now, on average, they're $2 to $3.99. Just the way it goes, I guess, back in my day kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it happened. Did you also, it's funny that we're talking about this, I watch Pawn Stars on History Channel, and they always have comic-related stuff coming in there, and they actually had a piece where it was like Spider-Man and Batman, and it was really cool. Because you had Marvel,
nice.
and they figured it out. The guy did that. He worked for both Marvel and DC.
That's cool. And some of that original art, and you do get some crossover pieces like that. They're worth so much. and so valuable, and not just in money, but in memories. And that's a big part of comic collecting, yeah, is the emotion.
My favorite is when they're haggling, and they're like, "Oh, what do you want for it?" It's like, "Yeah, I'll ask a thousand." He's like, "I'll give you $50 for it."
Right. Yeah, sometimes people have overinflated ideas of what something's worth. It's always funny when they're like, "Yeah, no, that's not happening."
No. How about, can we go $100? How about $5? They had a Rubik's
right.
Cube the other day on there, and it was like that. But anyway, I love your show, and I love talking about comics, and I love talking about, you know, the series and all the different shows and reading digitally comics. This is my first time that I've ever read digital comics, and I like it. I think it's really cool.
That's awesome. And I'm not a hater. I like digital comics too. Sometimes it's easier and they're fun. Some of them, they enhance the comics. They add other features into them. I still
don't
love my print
wrong,
books.
Though.
I go to my regular
to
store every week.
Paper again. I was going to say, don't get me wrong. I am going to go to a comic book store and get a couple of paper ones. But to go really back, I don't have the money. So the ones that
$2, $3,
you know, it's not like I'm going to buy like a Punisher number 3 or a you can't even touch the Hulk either. The Hulks are so expensive going back.
Oh yeah, but they're good about keeping a lot of those things in, and then they do cost money, but not nearly as much. But you collect the trades and the back issues, and they do sometimes some bargain price trades that are like. DC's really good about putting them in giant collected editions of black and white reprints if you just want to read them. So there's other options, but I'm a big fan of the digital, especially for stuff like you're doing. When you're going way back and you're trying to find old issues of stuff, it's an affordable way to get into the history of a character.
Right, like Star Wars, I found the whole Star Wars, so now I can read all the Star Wars that I want. I can go back into that one. I can go back into different... you know, different stuff, of course, of Marvel. But there's so much that I probably never, you know, like I could read The Amazing Spider-Man. I could read, let me ask you a question. Spider-Man came out first or Amazing Spider-Man came out first?
I believe the book originally was Amazing Fantasy, where Spider-Man came from. I believe it became The Amazing Spider-Man, became the main book, but then Spider-Man
like
came later.
1963.
Right.
I mean, yeah, 1963.
And he's had a bunch of different series. There was Spectacular. There was Web of Spider-Man over the years. Amazing is the one that most people consider the main Spider-Man book.
I got you. Right, you're such a you have such a knowledge for this. This is your passion, so.
Yeah, it's I've been around it for a really, really long time. That
yeah,
Amazing
Spider-Man
first thing.
Series from 1963 to 1998.
Yeah. Yeah, that was only because of a relaunch.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now, and then the Amazing Spider-Man. And then they keep on putting it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they relaunch things so often.
Yeah, it's cool though. It's good to know certain things. You know, sometimes we like you said, we don't know, you know, certain things. But next week I'll definitely call up though and talk some Halloween stuff. I love the scary movies. I'm big into the scary movies.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have our first Halloween special. I'm planning on having seasonal specials going forward, and Halloween's the first one I get to do. We're hopefully going to do it up big. I got some ideas. I just hope I can make them happen.
They did make Halloween comic books.
Oh, they are so many monsters and Halloween-themed comic books. We're really going to get into that next week and talk about a lot of different things like that for sure. But I was getting back to you. Coming in November on my – I don't have an exact date of which show it's going to be, but I'm planning on doing a show dedicated to wrestling comic books, something that's near and dear to your heart, sir. So that's one you're definitely going to want to be involved in.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely. We could do some wrestling comic books. I used to read. I'll save it. I'll tease it. But I did. I used to buy the comic books, and I used to read them, the wrestling ones. So I forgot who even made them. I don't think Marvel.
Did Marvel make them? Marvel did for a while make WCW comic books, but there was also Chaos Comics in the 90s, the WWE ones, and there's a couple companies now putting out different wrestling comics, and we're going to do the whole gamut. As it gets closer, there'll be more announcements for it, but
yeah,
it's something you might be interested in.
Definitely I'll be interested in it. I can't wait. I remember reading all those great comic books. I tell you, though, going to UofL Comics, I remembered it when I was a kid. I always used to talk comic books with my friends. Either that or wrestling. That was always the topic, wrestling or comic books. And then when the wrestling actually went into the comic books, I was like, I don't know, in the eighth grade. And
right.
Like you said, WCW or the 90s probably, WCW. And it was cool. I remember all that stuff. But anyway, Maverick, it was nice talking to you, my friend. Go on with the show. Have a good show, my friend. I'll be listening. And thank you so much for giving me some time so we could talk some comics. And next week, maybe the week after, we could get back to Luke Cage. And I'll probably be done with what am I going to watch after Luke Cage?
I'm sure I will find something to keep you occupied. I will get you going. I'm going to make you the premier comic guy on the network soon.
Yeah, right. Well, you could always Facebook me some ideas.
I will absolutely do that. I will absolutely do that. All right.
Enjoy, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Happy trails, my friend. All right, that was Magic Mike. You can hear him all over the Totally Driven Radio Network. He is the host of Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrar. He's also the host of the NFL Roundup, the show that precedes this one here on Roundup Night on Totally Driven Entertainment. And that looks like it's a good place to land this ship. Next week, like I mentioned, we are going to have our very first Mavericks Comic Roundup Halloween Spectacular. John Cannon will be the guest, and we are going to talk about all things Halloween-related, including lots of comic book talk. So definitely tune in to that. I would very much like to once again thank my guest, Brad Estelo of the Flemington Comic Book Show. Please check out his show this weekend. You will not regret it. It's a lot of fun. He's got vendors, comic creators, Funko Pops, so much more going on, plus, you know, free comics, giveaways, show cash, and a whole lot more. This Sunday, 10 to 4, October the 23rd, at the Flemington Elks Lodge in Flemington, New Jersey. You can check him out on Facebook. Just search Flemington Comic Book Show. Right. Next week, we already mentioned what's going on. So if you want to continue riding down the happy trail with me for more information on my show, blogs, appearances, and more, head on over to mavericksroundup.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at mavericksroundup. My Facebook page at Mavericks Roundup. I hope you're sensing a theme here. You can read my weekly comic book reviews for Totally Driven Entertainment at totallydriventv.com. I know I'm a little behind on those, but hopefully this weekend I'll have a couple up for you. I'm also writing reviews for the Comic Universe comic book store out of Folsom, Pennsylvania. You can check them out on Facebook at Comic Universe. And for my Star Wars family podcast, you can check out galacticclubhouse.libsyn.com and on Instagram and Facebook at Galactic Clubhouse. We're going to have a new episode of that coming out real soon. If you're a Star Wars fan and like to talk to my, well, I think they're entertaining young ladies who helped me out, who are also a part of this show. So I actually got the show in under an hour. That's a huge victory for me, since I planned the show to be an hour, and I tend to talk way too much anyway. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. And that is about it. It feels weird being done this early. Not even sure what to do with myself. So I am checking out for the night. Thank you for tuning in, and happy trails.